What's up, y'all? I'm Wild Thang, and welcome to another great episode of The Bullshit Report, proudly sponsored by LiquorLollipops.com. Check them out online for great tasting, non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored hard candy. Hazardous pay. Who deserves hazardous pay? Well, you know, before the coronavirus, hazardous pay normally would go for people that did jobs like police officers or firefighters or skydivers. But now, with the coronavirus going on, that phrase hazardous pay has taken on a whole new meaning. Because the people who are at most risk at this time are not your typical professional, meaning they're not your doctors, not your lawyers, again, they're not your police officers or your firefighters. The most at-risk people are the people that's working retail. You know, when you go to check out at Walmart, that cashier that's right there that's scanning all of your items and everyone behind you items, that person. You know, when you go to McDonald's and you're getting your kids Happy Meal to go because the dining room is closed and you're getting your Big Mac meal so that you don't have to cook, you know, the people that's working there, they're taking on the great hazard. And for the first time in human history, or at least what I can remember, your people who are making near minimum wage are taking on as much risk as your police officers, as your ambulance workers, as your nurses. And with this change, it's created a weird dynamic. You know, football players, well, professional sports athletes, they get paid the big bucks because they're putting it out on the line. You know, football players, any play could be your last play. You know, they suffer catastrophic injuries and, you know, it requires a lot. It's highly stressful, but that's why they make millions and millions of dollars. You know, typically you wouldn't think about the person working, you know, stocking shelves at your Piggly Wiggly as taking life or death chances, but that's what they're doing. So, I guess the real question is, how do you compensate these people, right? If a person is making $7-$8 an hour, what is hazardous pay for them? Hazardous pay isn't $1 extra per hour. It's not $5 extra per hour. Hazardous pay is like at least, what, $20-$30 extra per hour, plus insurance. You know, this coronavirus is deadly, and at this time, there are no cures. So, God forbid, if you're working like the workers that passed at Trader Joe's or the two workers that died at Walmart from COVID-19, you know, there's no cure. So, not only are you at risk like a football player, well, a football player's risk is actually lower than a Walmart stocker's risk at this time. You know, for the most part, a football player has to worry about breaking bones or hurting his body, but no one's ever seen a football player get killed, you know, while playing football. So, in reality, the risk that your retail workers and your fast food workers are taking are greater than football players. The risk that they're taking right now is greater than firefighters and police officers. Why? Because they have no choice on who they will and won't help. You know, if you are working cashier at Trader Joe's, you have to help everyone in your line. You can't cherry pick and pick who you will and won't help. So, back to hazard pay. You know, shouldn't hazard pay be dependent upon the amount of hazard in which you're taking on? You know, or during the time during the time frame that you are taking on these hazards, you know, God bless, hopefully we can have a cure here for this dreadful virus in the coming months. But until then, you know, the people that are keeping America running, which are your grocery stores, which are your gas stations, which is your fast food, you know, these people are being looked over. They did a survey recently where they said, not a survey, but they did a model. And they said in this model that anywhere from 100,000 to 200,000 Americans could possibly perish from Corona-19, this virus. So with that being stated, I'm just saying it's complete bullshit that fast food workers and retail workers, lower wage earners, are not being compensated correctly for the hazard that their job undertakes right now. Right now, today. When you're listening to this, it's somebody right now at work stocking those shelves. It's somebody at work right now accepting that payment so that you can pump your gas. It's somebody at work right now making those donuts and coffee for you. So they need to be compensated. They need to be praised. They need to see the fruits of their efforts. Because I'm almost willing to guarantee you that if you would have told people, hey, you get this job at Walmart, this could be hazardous to your health. Or if you take this job at Burger King, you could potentially catch an incurable disease. I'm almost certain that if they would have said that at the very beginning, most of these people wouldn't have took this job. So they didn't ask for this. You know, police officers know what they're signing up for. Soldiers, they know what they're signing up for. Football players, they know what they're signing up for. But the fast food workers and the retail workers, their job description just changed overnight. And they need to be taken care of. So what do you think? What does hazard pay mean to you? Let me know. Holla back. I'm Wild Thang. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. And make sure you check out our sponsors, LiquorLollipops.com, makers of non-alcoholic liquor-flavored lollipops. And check out my latest release, streaming right now. Holla.